This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, December 18th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. DPR's Henderson to resign. Huffman leads natural resources and farm groups score in year-end bill. DPR's Julie Henderson to step down. Governor Gavin Newsom is losing his fourth pesticide regulator. Julie Henderson has announced she plans to retire as director of the Department of Pesticide Regulation on January 20, a day that coincides with President-elect Donald Trump taking office. Henderson has navigated the beleaguered department through a structurally imbalanced budget, narrowly avoiding insolvency by persuading the legislature to approve a dramatic increase in the mill assessment on pesticide sales this year. She has ushered in a new era for DPR by spearheading its sustainable pest management mission, which seeks to eliminate certain unnamed pesticides by 2050 in exchange for bringing alternatives to market more quickly. Before shifting to DPR, Henderson played an instrumental role at Cal EPA with the administration's ban on the insecticide chlorpyrifos. Her announcement comes on the heels of backlash over DPR's decision to partner with a contentious advocacy group on a toxic tour of farms in Santa Barbara County. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. California's Jared Huffman leads House Natural Resources. At yesterday's caucus meeting, Democrats elected Representative Jared Huffman of California as ranking member of the House Natural Resources Committee. The current ranking member, Raul Grajeva, had led Democrats on the panel since 2015, but announced he would step away earlier this month after Huffman announced his bid. Huffman secured the recommendation from the steering committee Monday, but his Grajeva-backed opponent, Representative Mellie Stansbury of New Mexico, did not officially drop out until yesterday's full caucus meeting. Asked about his vision for the committee, Huffman told AgriPulse he seeks a more collaborative approach. Quote, I want members of the committee to really feel engaged and brought in, and not just that way they're being told by their committee leader how it's all going to go down, he said. Huffman shared disappointment in not tackling permitting in the lame duck session and worried it would be more difficult in the next Congress, quote, to get anything bipartisan. Farm aid secure, ag groups urge passage of the year-end bill. Farm groups have a lot to cheer on the massive year-end funding bill that congressional leaders fully released last night. The 1,547-page measure includes nearly $31 billion in disaster aid and economic assistance for farmers. Of that amount, $10 billion to be distributed to farmers along the lines of the Farmer Assistance and Revenue Mitigation Act of 2024, known as the Farm Act. It was introduced by Representative Trent Kelly of Mississippi this fall. The American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Farmers Union quickly endorsed the legislation last night and urged lawmakers to pass it. Quote, this is a time to help our farmers and ranchers get through this next year until we get a new, modernized farm bill. That American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall speaking to AgriPulse early Tuesday after emerging from a meeting with House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. The bill also includes a one-year farm bill extension, plus provisions allowing year-round sales of E15 and delaying for 1 year the deadline for farms and small businesses to report their ownership to the government. You can read more about the legislation and the biofuel provisions at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Thompson Eye's first quarter for the Farm Bill. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson says he's planning a relatively ambitious schedule for the Farm Bill, given that Republicans are planning more work on appropriations, budget reconciliation, and a long to-do list early in the new Congress. Thompson told reporters yesterday, "I'm looking first quarter, early next year, to take up the Farm Bill." South Dakota Senator John Thune, who takes over as Senate Majority Leader in January, told colleagues yesterday a Farm Bill would be a priority for the chamber in 2025. Quote, "Members should expect to take up a Farm Bill in 2025. We're now more than a year overdue on the next Farm Bill, and farmers and ranchers in my state and around the country are waiting for Washington to update farm programs to reflect current agriculture needs," Thune said. Ag lawmakers, farm communities should relax on RFK Jr. Many lawmakers and farm groups have expressed concern about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s prior statements criticizing food and agriculture, particularly proposals to restrict pesticide use. After a meeting with Kennedy yesterday, Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas said the two share the same goals on agriculture and the farm community should be relieved. Kennedy, who was nominated by Trump to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, has meetings scheduled with senators throughout this week to secure his nomination. "I think that American agriculture is going to be relieved when I hear from his own words to talk about this," Marshall said after his meeting. By the way, in the House of Representatives, House Ag Chairman Thompson said yesterday that Kennedy, quote, "needs to get up to date with the reality of how we do things." Thompson said he's encouraged farm groups to, quote, "relax." He said there's a large list of issues Kennedy will be responsible for if confirmed to the HHS, including issues in the health care and pharmaceutical space. He added Kennedy won't have jurisdiction over several issues in agriculture that farm groups may be worried about. Democrats finalized Craig as ranking House Ag Committee member. Minnesota Representative Angie Craig has officially won the top Democratic spot on the House Agriculture Committee. At a vote of her Democratic colleagues, she defeated her only opponent, Representative Jim Costa of California, by a margin of 121-91. Incumbent ranking member David Scott of Georgia dropped out of the race following the Monday Steering and Policy Committee vote. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Well, here's today's final word. The California Association of Wine Grape Growers has never strayed away from integrity. That's CDFA Secretary Karen Ross honoring the 50th anniversary of the group she led prior to her cabinet appointment in 2011. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, December 18th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Daly.